Welcome to another episode of Civic Cypher. I am your host, Ramses Ja.
He is Ramses Ja. I am Q Ward. You are tuned in to Civic Cypher.
Whole lot to stick around for, per usual. Of course, we have to talk about the indictment of the former president of the United States. We didn't want to talk about that, but we have to, so we will. There's no getting away from it. That just kind of, it's not really what we need to talk about, but it kind of is at the same time, because that's what's happening in this country. And so
yeah, it'd be hard to act like it didn't happen.
Right.
So the former president of the United States, no matter what his name is, so that's newsworthy.
Exactly. And so we're gonna do that, and then for the second part of the show, we're gonna illuminate some double standards that we have seen. Well, I mean, you see double standards all the time, but some double standards that are in some popular stories that we either haven't gotten to, that we wanted to touch on recently, or that have come up this week. And so there's a lot of that, including the treatment of the former president. You can imagine if that was Obama, might have played out slightly differently, but you know, we'll get there.
The news might be covering it a little differently too.
We'll get there. We're also going to be talking about Queen Khalifa. For those of you in California or otherwise familiar with the magical place called California, you may not know that California was named after a black woman. When I found that out, I thought that was incredible. And this isn't anything that is not well documented. You can research it yourself. It's just not common knowledge. So I can't wait to share that with you in our Way Black History Fact, as well as some other really exciting things too, including a brand new Baba becoming a better ally. So stay tuned for that as well. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, let's discuss some really exciting Ebony Excellence.
Shall we?
I think we shall. So today's Ebony Excellence, sponsored by Hip Hop Weekly Media, and this reading comes from Afrotech Magazine. Victor Glover is set to become the first black man NASA sends to the moon. Now, if we don't applaud that, I don't know who will. Well, Afrotech obviously will, but man, what an awesome thing to be known for and to see happen. So
seems pretty late in history for that to be a first.
I thought the same thing, but you know, better late than never. Yeah, man. You know, we've been to the moon too, you know. So anyway, I'll read. A new space exploration, Artemis II, has been announced by NASA and the Canadian Space Agency. It will include Commander Reed Wiseman, Pilot Victor Glover, Mission Specialist 1 Christina Hammock Koch, that's it, and Mission Specialist 2 Jeremy Hansen. In a 10-day flight test, they will prove that humans can live in space and validate the Orion spacecraft's life support systems. The mission also establishes a historic precedent in space, as Glover will become the first black man on a lunar mission. Director Vanessa Weitsch, Director Vanessa Weitsch of NASA said, "For the first time in more than 50 years, these individuals, the Artemis II crew, will be the first humans to fly to the vicinity of the moon. Among the crew are the first woman and the first person of color and the first Canadian on a lunar mission. And all four astronauts will represent the best of humanity as they explore the benefit for all." Now, obviously, the best person, or the first person of color, is significant for all people of color. But I would like to once again state, first black person, and that is special. So again, Victor Glover, congratulations, and you made us all proud. Now, how much of this Donald Trump stuff did you see?
So that's an interesting question, because we don't voluntarily consume him
right
around these parts. So I've seen as much as any casual person has seen. I haven't dug in. I haven't tuned in. I haven't been in search of.
Right.
But, you know, it's the type of thing that is, it's the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's newsworthy. It's, again, you, for most of my life, regardless of your stance, regardless of the way that you voted, regardless of your politics, you respected the person in the position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there was him.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
And it changed not just how people like me kind of no longer respected the person in the position, but polarized the country in a way that seems irreparable at this point, as we watch, you know, our policymakers snowboard down a hill of overt racism and bigotry. And
they can't wait.
If there's a time machine available to help them get to the bottom of racism slope faster, trust me, they would be in there. Right. So you talk about the very obvious differences in the way this story is being covered, differences in the way he's being treated and somehow made out to be a martyr. It's laughable, except it's not. Like, we'd laugh. Once upon a time, we'd laugh at fringe conspiracy theorists that would push stuff in front of us that the collective thought was ridiculous. So we could laugh, you know, but I watch how some of his cohorts and colleagues are operating in the space now, even people who he's been flagrant and blatantly disrespectful to, but they know it's in their best political interest to still parrot his policy, parrot his way of thinking, and pretend that they're a supporter of his, like people who he's talked bad about their wives and them. And they're still like out there, you know, in support of this guy who they know can help, you know, put some gasoline on their political fire. They're pushing for things that once upon a time we would have said, that's so ridiculous, there's no way that can actually happen. Except now we have so many examples that not only could it, but it would. Like when he announced his candidacy, I thought it was ridiculous. So I laughed because there's no way he can be the, oh. So here we are. And you brought up something when we were discussing this topic. And I'd love to hear your voice articulate this. How on earth would this be covered? And how on earth would they feel if the former president that had just been indicted of no matter what the crime was, it could be jaywalking, was Barack Hussein Obama?
How about that? Okay, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I definitely want to talk about that. But before I get there, you brought something up that I want to touch on. You talked about kind of respecting the office, and we'll get there. When I was first able to vote, I voted for, I believe it was John Kerry. Sound right?
Yeah.
And
Democratic candidate that lost to George Bush.
Yeah, George Bush the second ended up winning. And
George W.
Exactly. And he won again. So he was a two-term president. So when I graduated high school, all the way until Obama came along, that was what it was. I was not a fan of George W. Bush. I don't think he was a particularly, I can't pretend to have been as involved in politics or policies or understanding what was going on as he was, but I recognize that, you know, 9/11, he was a president, you know, that sort of stuff, right? I thought that he was an embarrassment, the way that he spoke. I didn't really realize that I never saw anything presidential about him. But one thing I will say to your point is that when he came to Arizona, right, he wasn't such an embarrassment that I was not excited that he was coming to the city.
Had we met him, we would have shook his hand.
Exactly. And I would have gave him the respect that the office warranted, right? I would have taken a picture with him. You know, we disagree on most everything, but you know, when it was time to go to war, you did your job, you know, and beyond that, you're the president, right? You don't speak the way I would have spoken. And, you know, we've had a couple of cringe moments here and there. But for the most part, you seem like a decent man. And I hope that before your life is over, you come to see things a little bit more like people like me, so that you have a little bit more of a universal view.
I also think we both understood, and I think a lot of us understand, you don't have to think like me to be a decent man.
There, yeah, perfect.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I would love if you thought more like me, because you were in my mind back then, he was so far extreme the other way, but oh my goodness,
nah, he wasn't that far.
He was not.
And that's what I'm getting at, because like you said, I would have shook his hand. I would have snapped a picture with him. Another person, a name that I know that you, our listeners, would know, is McCain, John McCain. Now, remember, John McCain is from Arizona. That's where I'm from, right? So John McCain was another person, to your point, Q, who was on the whole other side of the aisle. We just did not have similar politics at all. But there's no way anybody could convince me ever that that wasn't a decent man. And I think that I have an example that would check that box for just about anybody.
Yeah, I have a few as well.
But the one that comes to mind is when he conceded defeat to Obama, he made it a point to say that this night, this historic night, must be particularly special for the African-American people in this country. The way that he said it in his words, I don't know exactly what he said, but that was effectually what he was
saying. The semantics don't matter.
Right. The way that he said that let me know that's a decent man. Right. Because obviously the election wasn't about race. Later on, there was a.
This is America.
Well, sure. For some people, it was, but the election in theory is about politics, right? Yeah. But a great example of what I meant when I said the election wasn't about races. 4 years later, Obama ran against, his name is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was recorded at a Republican meeting somewhere, but his voice was recorded. And he said something like, you know, there's like 53% of the country that's never going to vote for us because they're this, that, and third, and they're just never going to vote over here. So we can't worry about them. That's never going to happen, right? And the way he was describing those of us who would never vote for him was very dismissive, right? Now, in hindsight, it wasn't that bad. But, you know, at the time, it felt very dismissive. And I tweeted something. This was back when we still had Twitter, right? By the way, if you haven't listened to a couple of episodes, we deleted our Twitters because we're not the one, nor are we the two. But anyway, I tweeted something at the time and I said, you know what? I'm not voting for Obama because he's black. I'm voting for Obama because I'm black. And the weight of that message translated. And I remember that got retweeted a ton of times. There was like all these news outlets tweeting and everything like that. And folks were reaching out. It was really exciting because way back when, you know, I didn't have a nationally syndicated show where thoughts like that are just kind of roll off the tongue. But that was kind of the feeling I had when McCain was running. So when I say it wasn't race-based per se, more politics based. Yeah, it was exciting that Obama was black, but there's been black people who run for president. I would never vote for them. If Clarence Thomas decided that he didn't want to be a Supreme Court justice anymore and wanted to run for president, there's absolutely no way in the world I would ever vote for that man. All skin folk ain't kidding folk. This is something that we say over here. Now, the man of the hour. So, you know, we realize that you're probably listening to this and it's been a few days since this stuff has been announced. But we're a weekly show, so we only get to get in your ear once a week. So we're going to start at the beginning. Prior to the indictment, there was. So here's a a message, or rather a article from Yahoo News. There was a poll that showed that President Trump was slightly ahead of Ron DeSantis, right? After the indictment charge was brought forth, Trump's numbers were boosted as a result of that. So it really like galvanized and fired up his base. I suspect largely because of what you said, Q, which is how there are different media outlets covering it differently, right?
All media outlets are covering it differently. Mm-hmm. Like this, it's strange because it's not even about left or right. Mm-hmm. All media outlets are covering this differently than they would really any other president. Mm-hmm. But very, very specifically, the one who everyone who hears my voice knows I'm talking about.
You talking about Fox?
No. The former president.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Every news outlet would be covering the indictment of Barack Obama different than they are.
Yeah.
The indictment and arrest of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. People were out of their mind offended when President Obama wore a suit that wasn't mm-hmm. black or blue, like
tan,
like
suit,
really offended, like angry.
It's not presidential. It's so funny because.
So could you ever imagine if he had 43 indictments?
34. Yeah. But yeah.
Forgive me, but again, the semantics. If he had two, if he had one, if he jaywalked and the police pulled him over, it'd be national news and it'd be spoken about in a different tone than. Yeah.
You know what they would say? I know what you mean, because they would say it's not presidential, right? Because that was the thing that they always brought forth, especially right-leaning news outlets. They brought that forth when describing Obama's behavior or his policy, whatever, however he dealt with people. Remember, he would do a fist jab as he was fist bump as he was campaigning. You know, he'd just kind of do this fist bump. Everybody wanted to fist bump Obama. I remember a Fox News report was like, is it a fist bump or a terrorist fist jab? Like the how they took it went all the way to the extreme to try to make that connection, you know, that somehow Obama was a terrorist and bad for the country. And you got to remember the climate of the country at the time. We're still kind of reeling from 9/11. You know, a lot of terrorism talk is still very much in the air. So. Yeah, the coverage, night and day difference, you know what I mean? And I think that that speaks to the double standard in this country, right? But back to this arraignment. So one of the other things that happened is the day of his arrest, you know, of course, he got to mosey in there late. He was supposed to be there at like 11 a.m. He got there after 1. And we know how that's different over here, right? But, you know, he's not us. So he gets to walk in late. Marjorie Taylor Greene went out there and she spoke to, you know, a crowd, but she had a bullhorn and there was a lot of people protesting with whistles. I need to figure out the names of the guys that were out there protesting with the whistles and they were drowning out her speeches.
Great job.
Yeah, it was amazing. They really deserve a shout out on the show. But I remember seeing the video. I think, was it Sean King posted it?
Several people.
Okay, good. But yeah, a maneuver, if I ever seen one, right? So yeah, her speech got drowned out. But prior to her speaking, she gave an interview inside of like an SUV or something. And she compared Trump's arrest to, she compared him to like Nelson Mandela and to Jesus. Did you see that?
I read that. I didn't see it. Yeah. The sound of her voice makes, you know what I mean? Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I don't deal in that space.
Yeah.
Cause I often have to wonder, these people are either the most ignorant people in the history of people. And I say even more so than those who convinced themselves that we were proper property. Mm-hmm. Because I really think those people believed, as wrong as they were, that we were actually beneath them. I think they were indoctrinated in a way where they actually thought it was okay. As we've discussed before, these people had their children at lynchings because even those quote unquote decent among them thought that that was normal. We're supposed to be a more progressed people now, a more enlightened people now. So our current political landscape with our extreme right conservatives, our extreme MAGA conservatives, our extreme Trump conservatives, they're either the most grossly, I don't want to say ignorant because ignorant might make you think I just mean misinformed. I mean stupid. Like, I know that's not proper.
No,
I mean like dumb.
Yeah.
I don't mean like intelligent people that don't have the information. No, I mean like
the one thing that happens in a good number of instances is that they're dumb people who have they are very articulate. And they articulate the dumb stuff in such a way that other dumb people perceive it as being intelligent.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those people, though.
Okay,
go ahead. Those people are intelligent enough
to be articulate,
to make hate and divisiveness and racism and bigotry sound okay.
Okay.
Because they articulate it properly. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard her speak?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like she's learned. Right? And I'm not saying this to be mean, but it's like you're either that or you're despicably evil.
Yeah.
Because almost everything she says is buried and drenched and drowned in so much hate and so much just mean, callous, bigoted, racist crap.
Yeah.
And there are tens of millions of people. Shout to the people that drowned her out, because there are as many people as showed up to drown her out that will talk loud as that, but with the same message that she's delivering.
Yeah.
And once upon a time, I think the entire country would have thought that we were beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, even those who parrot the same politics, who cringe at the idea of being labeled racist, because they do understand that that's a bad thing. I don't think people like her do.
Yeah.
I don't think they feel that way.
I think they wear
the title of racist proudly. I think they platform on it. I think they campaign on it intentionally.
Yeah.
That is a different thing, man. It is a very, very, I wish you guys could see my face. It is a very, very discouraging thing that this is the state of our union.
So, speaking of which, so what happened that day after she got chased out of there by all those loud whistles, Donald Trump went in, pled not guilty, and then he flew back to Florida and he talked bad about everybody and their mom, right? Well, he talked bad about the DA, of course, but then he talked about the judge and the judge's wife and the judge's daughter.
Who gets to do that?
Exactly. And that's what I was saying.
Because Ramses would have been held in contempt of court.
Yeah, if Obama
had done something like that.
Exactly. So it really does go to show that there is a sort of double standard there. Hopefully there will be a gag order because this guy is super duper off the chain. But then, as if that weren't enough, he jumps on his boring social media site and then he tweets that he wants to defund the federal police. This part comes from NBC News. Trump and a handful of allies in the Republican-led House favor cutting money for the Justice Department and FBI ahead of September 30th deadline to defund the government. The deadline to fund the government. So he wants his allies, which there aren't enough to actually make this happen, so don't worry.
But I'm worried because I don't know if that's true.
Well, no, I did a little research.
However, this is, and I have to get this out, this is a sign that Ramses and I and people like us were too kind. Because I remember us having conversations about defund the police and kind of grimacing a little bit like, man, I wish we were delivering this message differently so that it could be received.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing us they'll receive anything as long as they're the ones saying it.
Yeah.
If it's coming from us, it does not matter how articulate and polished it is. Nope. It's crap.
Yeah.
They will repurpose the same message. They won't even reword it. And they will receive it and scream it loudly like we weren't saying the same thing a year ago.
It's
disgusting.
It's wild to see that happen. But you're not wrong. You're absolutely right. So this is still a developing story as we record this episode. So we'll keep following it and we'll let you know if it's worth talking about. All right.